This morning, a thin film of gold rests on the table. Sunlight's pouring through the window, softening the edges of the house. Steam's rising slow, dissolving into light. Outside, the birds lift from their nest, wings sharp against the quiet, beginning the day's foraging for their young. For a moment, time folds in on itself. One perfect, ordinary morning. Moments like this make the world feel small enough to hold in one hand. So I let the lens, this quiet, ordinary moment, guide me. I sit, I sip, and I let the thought rise before the day asks anything of me. If I could plant only one seed before I die, it wouldn't be a tree. It wouldn't be a legacy of applause. It wouldn't even have my name on it. It would be a way of thinking, a way of seeing the world that says, no matter how hard it gets, there's always a way out. Because that's what saved me, and that's what I want to leave behind. Some people leave houses, wealth, a name etched into marble. I want to leave something softer, something quieter, but maybe even stronger. I want to leave a mindset, one that looks at chaos and still finds a thread, one that walks into dark rooms and searches for the door, not the exit sign, one that teaches my children and their children how to solve the unsolvable. Because survival isn't always about strength. Sometimes it's about thinking one more thought than fear allows, about asking what if when the world says don't bother. That's the seed I'd plant, and I hope it grows. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And today, we're planting something worth growing. Seeds don't grow in a vacuum. They need something to push against. They need soil. Even if that soil is rough, cracked, or scattered with memory. My mother, she planted a different kind of seed in me. She didn't hand me a map. She handed me hope. Not the kind you preach. The kind you live when everything's broken. She's the one who, when the lights were off and the fridge was empty, still found a way to hum while she stirred the pot. Still found a way to smile, like tomorrow had already promised us something better. That's what hope looks like when it's real. It doesn't deny the dark. It just doesn't let the dark win. And that seed, it grew in me. Even when I didn't water it, even when I tried to bury it under anger, pride, or pain, it kept pushing up because someone else planted it first. But not every seed deserves sunlight. There are other things I carry, things I refuse to pass on. Unresolved trauma, the kind that lingers in your tone, shows up in your silences, sneaks into how you love people who don't understand your scars. That seed, it dies with me. My kids don't need to carry it. They don't need to inherit my silence, my startled response, my tension when the door closes too hard. I've done enough surviving for all of us. Now I want them to grow. And they are, in ways I see and ways I don't. They've already picked up some things from me, kindness mostly. But I know where my kindness comes from. It was carved from ache, shaped by what I lacked. I never want them to learn it that way. I want them to be kind because the world was kind to them, not because they're trying to fix the world by being who they never had. And that brings me back to this seed I'm planting, the one that doesn't have petals or roots, but questions, curiosity, critical thought, the kind of mindset that says, just because someone gave you the answer doesn't mean it's true. Because the future won't belong to the loudest. It'll belong to the ones who can sit with complexity, who keep learning, even when it's uncomfortable, who don't run from hard questions or new truths. I want my legacy to be that my children and their children can think beyond fear, can feel their way through doubt, can hear something that doesn't sit right and not just swallow it. And most of all, that they know how to plant their own seeds with intention, with courage, with care. Because planting a seed isn't just about what grows. It's about what it grows instead of, what it replaces, what it refuses to let take root. I've had to do that inside myself. There were seasons when rage tried to grow, when cynicism came easy, when it felt safer to expect nothing, because at least then, I couldn't be disappointed. But somewhere under all of that, curiosity kept tapping. It kept asking, but what if there's more? What if this isn't all there is? What if you're wrong about how this ends? That quiet voice, that relentless hunger to understand, is what kept me alive. And not just breathing. Alive, present, engaged, able to reach for more than survival. That's the kind of seed I want to plant. One that doesn't just look for answers, but questions what we're told to believe. One that isn't afraid to say, I don't know, but I want to. One that values stillness just as much as speed. That sees doubt not as a weakness, but as the beginning of depth. Because when you grow up in chaos, you learn how to spot danger. But curiosity, it teaches you how to spot possibility. And that's what I want to leave behind. Not a version of me, not a shadow, not even a set of instructions, but a spark, a thought, a voice in their head that says, what if there's another way? And I hope they follow that voice, even when it leads them somewhere I've never been, even when it challenges everything I've taught them. Because legacy isn't control, it's trust. It's planting something in the soil of a future you'll never touch, and believing it will bloom anyway. So if I could leave just one thing behind, one thing to keep growing long after I'm gone, it would be this. That when life gets loud, they know how to get quiet. That when the world tells them what to think, they still know how to wonder. That when everything falls apart, they don't panic, they pause and ask a better question. Not because I taught them how to win, but because I taught them how to think. And that seed, it's already planted. Just this week, I watched that seed bloom. My daughter was invited to a Cycles in the Park event with her friends. 2 days before, she still had training wheels, still wobbled, still needed help stopping. I told her, gently, honestly, there's no way she'd be ready in time. Not with people walking those same park paths. Not in just 2 days. But she looked up at me and said, let me try. Please take them off. So I did. And she practiced. Over and over. Falling. Getting up. Trying again. That night, I told her she might need to put those training wheels back on. She nodded, but kept practicing. What I didn't know was that she whispered to her mother, Dad's wrong. There is a way. And I'm going to do it. And the next day, she kept going. I saw something in her, that quiet fire that doesn't wait for permission. So I took her to the top of the street, to the cul-de-sac where she has room to fall without fear, and she stayed there until she could ride. And yesterday, she was at that park. No training wheels, no panic, just motion, balance, freedom. And I had to sit her down and tell her, you were right. I was wrong. Because she believed in a path I couldn't yet see, she didn't just inherit the seed. She planted it back in me. That's what legacy really is. Not a speech, not a rule, not a tradition wrapped in pressure. Legacy is a mindset that outlives your doubt. A voice they carry, not because you forced it into them, but because they saw it work. That's what she'll remember. Not that I doubted her, but that she proved me wrong with grace. And that I told her so. That we let the truth win. That we honored growth when it showed up. And if that's the last lesson I leave, that curiosity is louder than certainty, I'll be proud. Because she didn't just ride a bike. She reminded me that believing in the unseen, that's the most powerful seed of all. So now you know. If I could plant only one seed before I die, it wouldn't be a product. It wouldn't be perfection. It would be this. Keep asking. Keep wondering. Keep going even when someone who loves you says, you probably can't. Because sometimes, the miracle isn't the moment you succeed, it's the moment you try again anyway. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And today, we poured the kind of seed you can't hold in your hands, only in your heart. The kind that outlives applause and keeps growing long after we're gone. So water it, protect it, pass it on. That's how change outlives us.